Hello?
Yes, hello. Hello? Is Mr. Culpepper available?
Speaking.
All right, this is Mr. Bryant.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Bryant, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
All right.
All right, good. I was just looking through your file. I see that you're with us as for the home care services.
Yes.
It looks like you have 16 hours a week, and your caregiver is Mr. Grant. That's
Grant,
about right?
Right, okay. Right. We talked already, me and you.
Oh, right, we did.
Yeah, you introduced yourself to me. Yep, I got your number. You came up on my phone, put your name and number and everything.
Oh, okay. Did I ever come
and,
to the home?
No, you never came up to the home because you said you were just coming on as being my coordinator. You were like a new coordinator to me.
Oh,
you were just introducing yourself.
That's somebody else. That's Jose. That's
yeah,
Jose.
That was Jose. Okay.
My name is Aaron. What I do is I come out to the home, like once you're with us, I come out to the home and I get your client service agreement signed, just a document that has Grant's schedule and his duties as a caregiver. It goes in your file, something that I have to have in your client file if and when your insurance company audits us. So you have Keystone, so it has to be in there. It also shows proof that I saw you face-to-face in the home. I'm pretty much in and out. Unless you have any questions when I come out.
What's your name? Aaron.
Yeah. Jenkins, yep.
Aaron Jenkins. I mean, like when you, like, coming back, and no, I'm old. I have a lot of appointments and stuff.
Yeah, that's why I was calling the schedule with you. I wanted to see first and see if it's a possibility for tomorrow. Would you be available
tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
None this week is no good. Because Grant, one of my caretakers, he's taking an appointment one, and then after he leave my house, I got another appointment where, you know, my doctor, I'm going to have surgery.
Got you. Okay. So you want to schedule for next week?
Next week, probably, what's good for you next week? What day good for you?
Next week it would be Tuesday.
Tuesday. What day is that?
That is the 3rd.
Okay, this sounds like a plan.
I can make that sooner. That'll be because I won't have my daughter, so I got to drop her off at school in the morning. So I can put you in between 10 and 12.
Okay, Tuesday, March 3rd, between 10 and 12.
Correct, and I'll call you at least 15, 20 minutes prior
between
to my
okay.
Yeah,
right.
And that'll probably make it easier in terms of the parking situation with all this.
Right. Okay, Jenkins, I got you down for Tuesday, March 3rd between 10 and noon.
All right, fantastic. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, I'll see you then.